Welcome to North Coast Careers, Lake County's Workforce Beacon, the podcast where information and inspiration will be provided through workforce issues, career services, and local jobs to the people on Ohio's North Coast. And now, from Ohio Means Jobs Lake County, here's your host, Matt Myers.
Welcome to another edition of North Coast Careers, Lake County's only podcast for local workforce information and career solutions, brought to you by Ohio Means Jobs Lake County, ad and commercial free. I'm your host, Matt Myers, and thank you as always for streaming. Now, did you know that February is Career and Technical Education Month? Otherwise known as CTE, it prepares secondary, post-secondary, and adult students with technical and academic information and education, as well as the marketability for success in the workplace and the options for furthering your education. CTE gives students of all ages the industry-recognized skills to fill in-demand jobs, setting them up for lifelong career success. So I'd like to start by saying to all the CTE educators, staff, and employers helping our high school and adult students grow, thrive, and build a better tomorrow, thank you. But even though we recognize CTE in this specific month, let's not forget to promote the trades and all the valuable technical education programs that can lead to in-demand careers here in Ohio every month of the year. And this leads us to today's topic of conversation. Ohio's economy continues to experience a slight skills gap. 54% of jobs in our great state require skilled training, and we want to encourage individuals of all ages, genders, races, national origins, and all to pursue one of the many rewarding occupational paths that fall under CTE so we can help fill that hole. Per data from the Ohio Department of Job and Family Services and Ohio Department of Education, Ohio currently has around 106,000 participants enrolled in various post-secondary CTE concentrations in over 132 area technical centers and community colleges. 77% on average earn a credential, a certificate, or a degree, granting them the opportunity of a new career path. So if you're ready to take a chance on a new career, you might be asking yourself, what types of programs are available? In what industries? How can I pay for it? And I'll tell you what, if you're listening to this podcast, then today's topic is for you because we're going to try to answer many of those questions. And to help us do so, I'd like to introduce today's guest. He has multiple master's degrees from John Carroll University and his Doctor of Education from North Central University. He's held multiple positions of leadership in the field of education, whether it be for area committees, with educational service centers, or as the previous principal of Willoughby South High School. Currently, he's the superintendent of Auburn Career Center and OTC president. A warm welcome to Dr. Brian Bontempo. Brian, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Matt. Happy to be here.
You know, for more than 50 years, Auburn Career Center has been known as Northeast Ohio's cutting-edge career center. Since 1965, educators and experts have helped thousands of high school students and adult learners build skill sets to help obtain expertise in their chosen field and advance their careers. So tell us, it's 2024. What's new at Auburn Career Center?
Well, thank you, Matt, for the opportunity to share the good things happening, not only at the Auburn Career Center, but around Ohio. And the state is really doing fantastic things and creating all kinds of opportunities that we're just creating partners and able to expand the work and the opportunities for our community. So, as you said, we've been around for 50 years, and it seems like every year there is another challenge, and it's really important work that we do. And it's really the way I look at this is it's really this kind of three-legged stool approach is there a workforce demand in the area? Is there student interest in that particular workforce area? And then how do we wrap support and services and programmings around that need? And so we're always looking for that. And I will say that it's in the last, probably five of the last 6 years, the number of students that have applied in the high school space has been higher than the year before. And we continue to set records in that. And that's really exciting. And it also creates opportunities for us to grow. But it also is growth outside of just Auburn Career Center. The conversations that we're having with our local school districts about how do they offer opportunities, even though it may not be the high cost programming that we're able to run. School districts are looking at ways that they can help their students who may not come to Auburn, but they, where they can learn a skill and be employable. So the conversation has really exploded around all those areas. There's about a third of the eligible students in, of the 10 school districts in the high school space have applied to come here. So we're closing in on that timeline, and we'll start inviting students for next school year. But as far as just what's going on and right now is that there's been a lot of investment from the state of Ohio, and we were fortunate enough to receive a grant to do a couple different things. One of them is to renovate our healthcare wing. So over the next couple of years, we're going to be doing renovations to expand our offerings in the healthcare space, which has been fantastic. We know we have outstanding healthcare partners in the area. This spring, we are breaking ground on a public safety building, which is really phase two of our public safety expansion. We were fortunate to get some resources last year and build out an outdoor training facility for our fire departments and first responders. And then in the coming months, we're going to break ground on a building, about a 12,000 square foot building, where we're going to be able to have classes for fire and criminal justice and EMT and the like. So really expand our public safety offerings. And so we are continually interacting with our business partners to make sure that we are offering training in our high school and our adult programs that meet that workforce need. So it's really important that businesses stay connected to us, and we have opportunities. We actually have a full-time person. His name's Andrew Kellner, who is in charge of business partnerships. So I would encourage anybody who isn't connected to Auburn to reach out to Andrew. One last thing I do want to say is that, you know, Career Tech, you did a great job explaining it, Matt. We also, Auburn is what's called a Career Tech Planning District. In other words, it's not just about when a student comes to us in 11th and 12th grade, or even when they, you know, postgraduate. It's also that planning side, which is, you know, that conversation starts in middle school. And we started a couple of years ago an outreach program to do what we call micro-credentialing and training to get students' interest up, and it's starting to pay dividends. But now we're even going to look to expand that even further. So we're going to do some, over the next couple of years, we'll start to see more opportunities present themselves for our students in our lower grades.
Well, you touched upon, you know, a number of things, including the increased enrollment in CTE programs across the board, whether it be for high school or adult students in recent years. But your expansion, your investment in CTE and for the betterment of the economy and the workforce as a whole is really tangible. If you're breaking ground on new buildings, not just wings and reformatting the existing structures, but actually building new buildings through the efforts and the assistance of different grant funding from the state, whatnot, that shows that Auburn is still a part of that cutting edge and leading the pack and leading by example.
It's our responsibility, and that's what we're here for. And so for us, it's really about making the connection between educational experiences and the workforce and trying to, you know, sometimes those lines get blurred, but that's okay, because the education is also about figuring what you want to do. And there are sometimes students will come here and they'll take a program and they say, yeah, maybe that's not for me, but it doesn't mean the learning is lost. I mean, I'd like to see every student graduate from high school with a credential that makes them employable. Doesn't mean that's what they're going to do forever, but now we've set them up for success and we've helped them make decisions. And so that shift in that concept has really paid dividends for just the general purpose of what our role is in the region.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that, because my next question was going to be, what role, just in your opinion, do you feel that Auburn is playing in helping close that economic skills gap here in Northeast Ohio that I mentioned?
So I as you know, you had mentioned earlier about our facilities, and there's only so much and so fast you can build out programming. And we're designed really to be able to house some of those high cost programs. Obviously, if you've been on our campus, you see our machining classes, our HVAC program. And I mean, it's really high tech and really expensive equipment. And so our role has really, the way I see this, and as we've had success, is that we are here to help everybody, wherever their lane is, to get better at their career development part of that process. So that's why the outreach to our school districts, who do a fantastic job, that's really helped tremendously. Just to get the word out about, you know, a certificate or a credential makes you employable. And so the idea that I can do that while I'm trying to figure out what my next step in my education is, a shift in the just the in the concept of the purpose of why we go to school. Yeah, are some plans going to lead to a 2-year degree or a 4-year degree or even beyond that? Absolutely. But it also means while I'm going to school, I'm also earning something that's employable along the line. And it doesn't always mean a hard line between, you know, high school at the local school or Auburn. It can be both.
Sure. And we all understand that switching careers or focus in life, that is a part of the lifelong learning experience. But at the end of the day, I mean, it is still our responsibility and obligation to remain upskilled so right. that we can continue to contribute within society. And it just makes it that much easier for you, if you're an adult learner out there that's switching careers, to do something that you love. Auburn has so many wonderful programs. And I'm gonna ask Dr. Bontempo right now to explain, or at least just give us an overview of some of the in-demand programs that are available to maybe some interested adults.
So one of the things that we did a couple of years ago is we, wherever possible in any of our programs, they were, I'll just call them long, for lack of a better term. They were a full year or longer, and not necessarily because they had to, just that's just the way they've always been. So wherever we could, we chunked those classes to make them shorter. You could still earn a credential. Instead of maybe 3 or 4, you earn one, you can get a job. You can come back and take the second course or the third course. So we chunked them to make it a little bit more flexible for when that worker wants to, you know, you can't spend a year and a half in a classroom. You need to work. So we've shifted the way we deliver those classes. Some of them you have to do it over a longer period of time because the credential requires that. But in our adult programs, we, as I mentioned earlier, public safety, we have, you know, practical nursing. We have dental assistant, emergency medical technicians, paramedics, firefighting. We also have a public safety academy, which kind of wraps all those around. We even have an emergency that services telecommunicator. So if you want to be a 911 person that receives those calls, we have that. Fire inspector, you could take an EKG class if you want to dip your toe or start your way into a healthcare program. Those EKG classes are short term and you can get a job. If you want to be an instructor in any of those EMS programs. We also have programs in HVAC or heating, ventilation, air conditioning, which includes refrigeration and cooling. We have this really cool industrial electricity class. So if you've ever been in any of the manufacturing facilities, electricity is very different than what it is in our homes. And so that's a whole world out there. And we provide training for that. All the machining that you might, you know, because we always hear about manufacturing. But there's so many different things. There's manual machines, so you actually operate it yourselves. There's others that are computer operated. We have classes for that. And then we'll also take you to the next level in each one of those areas.
And I really appreciate the focus there on public safety and the medical positions that you mentioned. Not to take away from anything else that you just mentioned. We know that so many of these are all just in-demand occupational fields, but some of those positions are essential. Whether you are working for one of our local police departments or one of the hospitals. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we live in this medical mecca here in Northeast Ohio with endless amounts of opportunities. This is a great opportunity, great school, great programs to pursue. And you can do it, like Dr. Bontempo said, on the short term. That's correct. Not as many of these programs are as extended into 1, 2, 3-year programs anymore, correct?
That's right. The one advantage we have is we're not trying to provide you with a degree. We're providing you with employable skills and credentials so you can get right into the workplace. And so that's the difference for us. And it's really starting to pay dividends. We're probably this year, probably in the last 12 months, closing in on 1,000 students. You know, we're over 800 now. And because we, you know, it's kind of this rolling start, the next time opportunity. So it also is starting to help people fit it into their schedules and their work lives.
So you mentioned the increase in enrollment. Which programs do you believe have the highest enrollment or the participation rate? And is that coinciding with the needs of our area employers here in Northeast Ohio?
So we have, for example, our welding programs, both in our high school program and an adult, is extremely popular. It's a term that everybody can associate with so they can kind of make that quick connection. So we're also in our healthcare programs are always popular. And we're, like I said earlier, we're adding classrooms to be able to meet that demand. So those are two areas that are really popular. Our construction classes and our auto classes are always filling up because students want to get into those programs and learn those skills. So those do extremely well. And then we also have culinary arts and cosmetology that students are excited and want to get into those programs too. So those are the areas that we've seen some significant growth. And we also see interest beyond high school and, as I said, in our adult programs.
So let's turn the page and let's explore some of the funding options that are available to help pay for this upskilling. And I know we're probably focusing more on the adult side here, and that's okay. But people are sitting at home, they're thinking, well, this sounds great. I'd love to get one of these certificates or credentials, but who's going to pay for it?
Right. So, you know, the state of Ohio does a really, really good job of providing opportunities for us. And we have local investment as well. So I'll just run through a couple of them and jump in if you got some questions on it. But the Workforce Innovation Opportunities Act, or WIO, as those of us in the business call it, you know, there is opportunity there for adult training. We have a woman by the name of Nicole Moore who helps connect companies with Auburn adult training dollars. So if you have a business and you want to upskill somebody that's currently there, that's a funding mechanism. There's also one that's called Tech Cred, which is you can have an upskilling of $2,000 applied to any employee that, let's say, they have an entry level job and you have a need for people to be trained to do the next particular skill. So somebody even within their own company can grow, partner with a provider such as Auburn. We provide the training, and then in essence, it becomes at no charge, and there's a refund that comes from the state of Ohio to pick up the tab for that. And companies can actually apply for up to $30,000 every round, and those rounds are usually quarterly. So if a business has part of their strategy is to upskill because they're moving from maybe one particular delivery model or one manufacturing model to another and need to expand, or adding more technology, or people need training, those resources are there, and you can partner with us. We can provide the training, and it's reimbursable up to $30,000 for the year and $2,000 per person. We're doing that for a lot of manufacturing companies right now. There's also one called Customized Training Grants, CTX for short. And that is if it's not something that we have on our list of courses, but obviously we have a lot of talented instructors that can teach a lot of different things. And let's say a company has a specific need for training in a specific area, they could say, hey, we'd like to have you customize a training for us. There's dollars that, again, will reimburse that process and either reduce or eliminate the cost for that. So if a company say they need to have three people learn how to do pneumatics in this new platform, we can set up a customized training, either go to them or set up a particular schedule where students come here for to come to Auburn. We also have some great partners that help us. We have scholarship money for any of our machining programs from the Lozick Foundation, where we're able to offer scholarships for students that significantly reduces the cost, and in some cases, maybe even eliminate that cost. And then we also have the Froehling Foundation, which is also scholarship opportunities that have it's just fantastic. So if you want to come to Auburn to learn a skill, and as an adult, most likely you're going to be able to find a way to get it paid for, at least in part, to come here.
Sure. I mean, it sounds like Auburn is no different than any one of the other fantastic schools within this area for upskilling. You know, you have plenty of financial aid opportunities. Sure, everything comes with eligibility criteria, but the first thing you need to do is reach out to someone and talk about maybe some of the funding options, because there's certainly financial aid through different grants. You mentioned WIOA, you mentioned Tech Cred, and there are so many others. If you are a veteran, there's veteran benefits available as well. And then you mentioned some of the scholarships that could knock off 50% or up to $500 off program costs. Everyone might fall into a category for a different program, but you need to reach out, talk to someone if you are interested, because we will find a way to make this happen if you want to upskill to help Northeast Ohio's economy.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned the veterans, because that's another great opportunity for our veterans. So I would encourage anybody who's interested to call Nicole Moore. And if I could give the phone number right now, Matt,
Yeah, please do. All the information we can provide, sure. Listeners, I think that's so very important.
440-357-7542. And that's Nicole Moore. And she'll be able to guide you. She's fantastic at what she does. And that position actually is really a partnership between Auburn Career Center and Lake and Geauga, Ohio Means Jobs. So we're connecting all of those opportunities for all those businesses with Nicole. We find resources to try to help folks. So the first step is to pick up the phone and give us a call, and we'll make all those connections. And if there's resources out there, we'll make it happen.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that OMJ, that Navigator position there with Ms. Moore, because I wanted to talk about some of the collaboration that you have with local organizations, the business partnerships that are out there that kind of connect all the dots and bring this all together.
Yeah, so we do have some outstanding, obviously, organizations in our region. The Alliance for Working Together is one of the manufacturing ones. We have, you know, some outstanding partners in the healthcare areas. Our hospitals are fantastic to work with. And so when we're working to build programming, it never happens in a vacuum at Auburn, because what we need to do is meet the workforce needs of our region. So when those business partners say to us, hey, we need more of X and Y, we'll build it. And because we also know where the workforce needs are, because we listen. So that's the part that is really about the outreach and how we partner with our community and our businesses, is to make those connections. And so in those healthcare areas, in the manufacturing, in construction, you know, those, if you're not connected, and so if we're talking to our business community, by all means, they could call me directly, or if it's not, Andrew Kellner. And if you want to, you know, look at opportunities to give internships for students, if you want to come and be a guest speaker in classes, if you want to be one of the folks that do what we call mock interviews, which is help students work on their interviewing skills, or be on an advisory committee, then those only meet a couple times a year, but it's critical. So we know what's going on out in the field. So we're running our classes and programs and buying the right equipment to meet those needs. We're probably well over 500 business partners and have students out doing internships and 100 businesses in our region. And we're looking to continue to expand that.
So while working with the employers as in collaboration there, because we understand that they are such an important component of the success, there are opportunities for direct job placement and internships, correct?
That's right. So whatever, wherever businesses feel that they can help, have them. I mean, that's important, because it's not just about one thing. It's about becoming engaged with what we do. And then from there, wherever they're able to help, they can help. And like you said, sometimes it's an internship or an apprenticeship or whatever they're looking for, and we can help guide them to meet their needs.
So is Auburn currently working on any other initiatives, projects, anything you're at liberty to address that maybe we haven't touched upon yet?
Like I said, it always seems like there's exciting stuff going on. I would say that we've done some things recently in the last year and a half, which is I wanted to share. And so we have a program that we call Sprint Classes, which are offered after high school hours, before our adult evening classes start. And in that window of time, we run real short-term courses that for students to earn credentials. And this could be adults or high school students. We run them in just a handful of areas, in welding, state tested nursing assistants, in robotics, and a couple of others. And those are at no cost. Currently they're at no cost because we have outstanding partners. So if somebody, again, you have an obstacle, maybe you're a high school student and you can't get here because of some scheduling issue, you can come during that time. We even had a father and son team come for a class one time. And so those opportunities are out there. We also run programming for students that are through the Department of Disabilities. So again, if you get services from our local DDs, by all means, reach out to them. And there's training opportunities that we have provided through a grant, and we're looking forward to continuing those. So that's another thing we're really proud of. We're trying to maximize, you know, every minute we can out of this building. We're also starting to, you know, the whole idea of customized training and being able to be as flexible as possible, we're starting to see more and more that we're doing programming out in the field. The training equipment and so on is much more mobile than it used to be. So there's, it's not that we're going to be able to do a machining class, a mobile machining class, but we've started to do some things. A couple of years ago, we did this, we introduced a program to our school districts in career-based intervention classes. So students in 8th, 9th, 10th grade can, again, dip their toe in manufacturing in that, in this particular case. And so we're starting to do more of that. And I think what's exciting for us coming down the road is really how we're going to be able to offer more expansion opportunities.
So I think it's fantastic what you said about the sprint classes. Now, can you reiterate again? You said free. Is that correct?
Yes. Right now we have some grant money. Can't say that it's always going to be free, but because they run in relatively short sprints, if you will, it's, I'll give you an example. We'll run a welding class and it's about a month, Mondays through Thursdays for a couple hours from approximately 3:30 to 4:30, 5 o'clock. And during that month time, you'll learn how to stick weld and get a credential. And so, or MIG weld. And I can't tell you exactly which one it is and which time, but the point is that that's the point of that is that you want to try it. That's an opportunity to do it.
Free and flexible. Get upskilled today, ladies and gentlemen. There is never going to be a better time to pursue that next career and continue contributing to our valuable workforce here on Northeast Ohio. Dr. Buntemple, if someone is interested in exploring the school or one of the many adult education programs out there, how can they get started again?
So if you call the switchboard, there's the director of our adult program is Michelle Rodewald. The person that works, Nicole Moore, as we had talked earlier, you know, that position is our jobs navigator. That's really important. Her phone number, again, you call the switchboard, ask for Nicole. If you're looking for business partnerships, Andrew Kellner, or anybody can call me directly and I'll put them in touch with the right person. And so we want to be as flexible and as responsive to our community needs. It's not about somebody trying to fit into our model. It's about us being able to adapt to meet the regional workforce needs. And so we've come a long way, but you know what? You and I have this conversation 5 years from now, it's going to look really different then too, which is what's exciting about it, is we're able to pivot and move and be as responsive as we can. So that's what's exciting about what's going on.
And the one thing that is constant in the world is change. And as a community, we are family and we have to continue looking out for one another.
That's right.
Dr. Buntemple has been extremely informative. I've said this before, but perhaps today's conversation will truly give more options to some local employers searching for talent and for job seekers, maybe help motivate those who are still struggling with a definitive career path. So right. With so many options and opportunities for short-term training, funding and in-demand positions available here on the North Coast, I hope our listeners spread the word to encourage and inspire their family and friends. Take control, get credentialed, get a new career, and help keep Ohio's workforce strong. Dr. Buntemple, we appreciate you joining us and all the valuable information, and we certainly wish Auburn Career Center continued success.
Thank you so much, Matt. And thank you for doing this program. It's very important and we appreciate the opportunity.
Now, if you'd like to hear more information about Auburn Career Center's adult training programs, listen to our extended part two episode with Dr. Buntemple. We'll have him back and we're going to do a deep dive into many of the in-demand occupational programs and career paths that provide wonderful opportunities right here on the North Coast. So definitely listen back for that. We'll be streaming that episode in the coming weeks. Now, if you just listened to my interview with Dr. Buntemple from Auburn Career Center, then you heard us mention the words training and funding multiple times. Know that Ohio Means Jobs Lake County offers free funding for in-demand training programs at several Northeast Ohio community colleges and technical education centers to help you remain relevant in the ever-changing workforce. That's right. Whether you're a job seeker or an employer, give us a call today and ask about some of those programs. WIOA, Incumbent Worker Training, Tech Cred, and more. Funding is available. Criteria, eligibility requirements do apply. We'll make sure we give you all the details, but you need to reach out at Ohio Means Jobs Lake Counting. That's 440-350-4000, option number 3. You can also check us out on any one of the socials, including Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram, by simply searching Ohio Means Jobs Lake County. Now, Auburn Career Center is a great local partner and one of the many valuable educational facilities across Northeast Ohio, helping keep our local workforce upskilled and prepared for the constant change. From nursing and technology programs to EMT, firefighting, machining, and welding, they have a little something for everyone. And let's keep in mind, it's the various academic and technical skills and knowledge acquired through CTE programs that's so very crucial to helping maintain a strong current and future workforce. At the end of the day, we all have the responsibility to remain upskilled so we can reach our business and economic goals as well as our overall human potential. With that, thank you again to my guest, Dr. Brian Bontempo, Superintendent of Auburn Career Center. And to our listeners, thank you for streaming another episode of North Coast Careers, Lake County's Workforce Beacon. For our entire catalog of episodes, find us on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Search North Coast Careers and subscribe today. We hope you feel more informed and inspired. I'm your host, Matt Myers, and we would love for you to join us again for another opportunity to listen and learn as we strive to keep Ohio's North Coast knowledgeable.
The use or mention of specific partners or providers, programs, and services herein is solely for educational purposes and does not imply endorsement by Ohio Means Jobs Lake County, the Lake County Board of Commissioners, or the Ohio Department of Job and Family Services, nor discrimination of other partners or providers, programs, and services not mentioned in this segment.
Thank you for listening to North Coast Careers, Lake County's Workforce Beacon. Please subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. To learn more about Ohio Means Jobs Lake County, visit www.lakecountyohio.gov/OhioMeansJobs or find us on Facebook or LinkedIn.